Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Wow, it is Busted Pencils. Johnny, I was just thinking about that. You know, where do you go for information on education during COVID? It should be COVID and Trump and insurrectionist and authoritarianism, because I mean, really, what, you know, from an education standpoint, which I'm sorry, is that I don't care if you're a political talking head right now, the solution, once it is controlled in some way, so we're safe. Jimmy and I were just saying, I mean, this is scary, man, and it is scary. But I'm going to be, quote, solution driven and going back and saying, it's like, you know, it's education, man. But the problem is that education itself has to be set free. And that goes back to that warning. When Trump did that in the summer, coming out against democratic, truly liberation education, understand that what he was doing was putting up, already fortifying what had been built for years, which was, you will not teach anything other than patriotic white supremacy based type of schooling. You know, he wasn't correcting something that had gone off course and that there were a bunch of radical kids graduating in June as socialists out there changing the world. It just doesn't happen. Every one of them. There's no evidence that public schooling creates these monstrous socialist, communist-driven types of people. It's just not there. There's no evidence of it, right? So we know. So it's false. You got something on your mind.
Yeah, and I'll say, you know, beyond just socialism, you know, and I like just as much socialism as the next person who likes to see, like, poverty eradicated, right, and sort of those things. But I mean, I the anarchist in me sort of cringes too, because it's like, well, of course schools aren't producing that kind of thing, because they've jam-packed the day with math and reading. We've watered down to almost near given drought, like really, really not providing any opportunity for kids and even young adults to really learn how to be in community with each other, to learn about themselves, to value diversity amongst their peer groups, their communities, and to learn to be with one another, right? And to bring content together with that, to learn that conflict doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, fighting.
Right.
Doesn't need to be pro or con. That there can be consensus decision making, that there can be nuance, that there is an importance to not even just scientific fact, right? But to what we learned, if we go back a couple episodes ago about climate change stuff and about thinking about COVID, that we actually get scientific consensus, that we gather information in a way that gets filtered through our decision-making process together,
right,
for the benefit of one another and for the sustained elimination of unjust suffering, right? And so that's a piece that I think schools have done a really great job at sidestepping it. So public schools, charter schools, I'll put them all on blast right now, and I'm in them. I'm not saying go away from them. I'm just saying, if you're a school right now doing schooling, you got to have a hard check on how do we get to liberate education from schooling.
Exactly.
And that doesn't look like an insurrection. That looks like children playing, gardening, eating, laughing, caring for one another, and sometimes being in conflict that's mediated and modeled by adults who say, hey, we got to learn how to be in touch with how we feel, and we got to work through it. And this is how it works in our community and in the places where we care about one another. It's doable.
It is. It's right? So doable. It is. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Free t-shirt, best teaching idea during teaching and learning during an insurrection. And Johnny, I mean, in one, you know, what you did there was the idea, anybody who jumped in was like, oh, you should hear Lupinacci and Slucker. They're out there at public school socialist advocating that schools, you know, go out and charge the ramparts. No, we're talking about letting kids play, letting them learn how to garden, letting them learn. I love the way you did that, because it's like, when I could hear people going, well, what the hell is revolutionary about that? Actually, everything. Because
yeah, especially if you think about it, if you're a kid who doesn't have access to healthy, culturally appropriate food, right? And your school
content
is centered on, it's centered on not only teaching you how to grow food, but empowering you through you being part of that growing food process,
mm-hmm.
and then scaffolding that up to local businesses and local, you know, trade and all these different things that say, hey, actually having our food system pretty close to us makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I love the folks now who are saying, and you led us off this segment with saying, you know, you can't really separate COVID from the mess of this. I can't even call it an administration. It's
right.
just a complete disaster in the White House.
It's
right. And so you have all these things, they're inseparable. Why? Because a disease and a pandemic is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But how we dealt with it is also really very real. And the reason why we're in the mess we're in right now is because we dealt with it so poorly. And we were so structured for this to be a massive vulnerability.
And that's it. It's how we dealt with it. And, you know, and there are other people, you know, I've referred to this. Professor Scott Galloway at NYU Business School. Great blog. Go to profgalloway.com. It's just called Stupid. But, you know, here is an NYU business professor marketing and saying, you know, quote, we are justifiably concerned about the declining state of math and science education, but it won't be enough to teach more calculus. We need to teach our kids critical thinking and then civics. Mark Zuckerberg is what happens when you replace civics with computer science. And I would say we are here. And caller, Jimmy, who we got?
Pizza Box Mike from Madison is on the phone.
Pizza Box Mike, what's happening, man? Thanks for calling Busted Pencils. What do you got, man?
Well, I need to listen to educational programming, okay? both my teachers were public school teachers, so I got homeschooled too, but it all changed when we decided, you know, I remember when my dad started, worked real hard to get a free breakfast program for, you know, students that were poor. Because nobody can learn while they're hungry. They don't care about that because education was changed to become a business, and it's about profit. And we know that the privatized schools, that's what it's all about. It doesn't teach science or math or critical thinking, so you're hitting it again. It's sad when I think about the opportunities I've had coming through public school system that was very effective, and I think we need to fight and get it back again, man.
Yeah, well, I think that's great. Pizza Box Mike, thanks so much for that. I mean, we'd love to hear that. But
absolutely.
Johnny, go ahead, man, hit it.
No, I love it. I love the name, first of all, Pizza Box Mike. and then also I love, you know, his shout out to teachers and folks who raised him and gave him that opportunity to have that education that I'd like to think, you know, Pizza Box Mike is saying every kid, no matter where you are, whether you're a kid experiencing poverty or whether you're a kid with affluence, right, that you have a solid education. And that is not happening, right? And our teachers know it. And so it's across the board, whether it's public schools, private schools, charter schools, across the board. If you're a kid who's seeking education, right, this is incredibly different. And I'm not gonna say it can be the same everywhere, but the quality ought to.
It can be quality. John, we don't have a caller, but Jimmy K,
not really
our producer, wants to jump
in.
I don't know if we just get the T-shirt though, because he's got a free. But go for it, Jimmy K.
I just want to give Pizza Box Mike a shout out.
I was gonna say, like, wait a minute, that's the Pizza Box Mike who's got a new show
on
Devil
Saturday.
Radio on Saturdays. So Pizza Box Mike, awesome, man. A little cross pollination, adding to the conversation, a little bit of promo. That's what I love that here. So thank you, Jimmy K, on that. But yeah, you know, Johnny. People like Pizza Box Mike, who picked up that call, 844-967-2789. Anybody can do it. You can call us and talk about this. But, you know, again, Scott Galloway's piece on this, I really go back after this. And he doesn't pull any punches. And I like this part about it. It's you know, it's just called Stupid. And he really rails on. And for me, I take the education side of this. Another person on the Twitter feed today who's been on the show, and I was going to reach out, but then I was like, I think Johnny and I can handle this one. Alfie Cohn had an incredible Twitter, you know, thread where he was like, you know, look, if you were beamed onto some other planet and sat in a classroom, could you, by watching the type of instruction going on, understand if you were in an authoritarian or a democratic community just by the way the teacher and the learning or, quote, indoctrination was happening, and then points out and saying, you know, again, what we've done to, and this is my critique, because I'm sorry, as much as I love the public schools, I'm going to critique them for what they haven't been able to do. And Alfie's been really good about this. For the most part, direct instruction, some form of authoritarianism, has been the model of teaching and learning. And that's why when people get all fired up about how schools are producing all of these crazy liberals, I'm like, that's just, no, it's not happening. At best, it's producing angry, cranky kids that hate school. You know, schooling, the way you said, not education. Because, Johnny, again, reframe that, right? If we don't talk about schooling, and if we really talk about education, there you are.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I want to throw a shout out to all these teachers and schools that are doing it, because it's not like it's not happening in pockets and in places. Mm-hmm. And I think it's always growing, right? I just think it's not growing fast enough. And I'm optimistic with the moment, because young people are demanding it in a very appropriate way, you know? And I want to say, like, that I'm optimistic in that sense, because it's more than just aiming at direct instruction or, mm-hmm. you know, looking at, did they do a worksheet? It's bigger, and it's more about what are the relationships and really the structures and the habits of community that the school is cultivating. And that's the teacher, the classroom. What is it like? If those are relationships of hierarchy that are rooted in authoritarianism, I'm the boss, so I tell you what to do, whether it's direct instruction or whether it's guided, it's still I'm the boss, and I'm going to punish you if you don't do it right, then you're still running an authoritarian shop.
Right.
And so, you know, I've seen brilliant direct instruction in spaces that were embodying democracy, where the teacher shared a story and the students listened because they had really cultivated a community of learners. Mm-hmm. And this is happening. So shout out to teachers who do this, who do co-generative dialogues, who do democratic circles in their classrooms, who, you know, teach empathy and lead with, you know, helping young people be in touch with the diverse ways they learn, identify, and relate to each other, because that's the work.
That's,
in the end, that is it times 10,000. We can say it over and over again. That's going to get us there.
That's going to get us there. So, Johnny, look, I want, you know, the softer edge, or actually the more positive, because I know it's like I worry about sometimes when I get into the critiquing of the public school system, if that comes across negatively to teachers, and I get where they're at, and I'm the biggest advocate. And so thank you for bringing it back and saying, we know this stuff does happen in places, and we know there are people doing great things, and there are teachers in pockets, but we That's want right. the movement, because those kids in front of those teachers today, my son, my daughter, want that education. Call us 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils back at the break.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24/7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates, inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else, and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
For 16 years, Dane by Local has been shining a spotlight on how important local businesses and nonprofits are in our communities. Now DBL is teaming up with 92.7 FM Devil Radio to bring you Let's Get Local. Join me, Jason Hafman, Saturdays at 11 a.m. for features with area leaders and business owners who help make our communities unique and special. They're our neighbors and friends, and they have stories to tell. So check out Let's Get Local Saturdays, 11 a.m. to noon on Devil Radio 92.7.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Every day we discuss the top topics, news ranging from drama right here in Madison to issues that impact the entire nation. I have conversations with community leaders, business owners, elected officials, and people from the streets. This is our neighborhood, and our voices will be heard. Join the conversation Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Herbal Aspect proudly sponsors Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
Oh, Devil Radio. Good thing I brought my horns.
Open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
And we are busting pencils tonight. Johnny Lupinacci out there, my co-host in Washington, educator talking education. Call us 844-967-2789, topic teaching and learning during an insurrection. And hey, still got that free t-shirt for somebody with an awesome teaching and learning idea during an insurrection. Johnny, that 2006 or 17 piece, I ended it, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, glamorizing myself for what has been my last truly published piece of, quote, scholarship, which is a whole other conversation, but... I ended it with, dare the social studies build a new social order. This was a critique of the social studies, right? Yeah. How about dare educators and policymakers quit trying to figure out standards and accountability and truly advocate for emancipatory citizen-based education? I wrote that. Right. Yeah. And that, again, is this idea of saying, OK, Slecker, emancipatory, what do you mean? You're all talk. And I'm like, well, wait, rewind the show, because Johnny Lupinacci gave us a great example of emancipatory education, taking kindergartners out and letting them play it and play in the dirt and learn about local food sourcing and growing gardens, and then moving that up to middle school and understanding about what happens in the transportation of mass marketed food items that don't come from the local grocery store, to the 12th grader that then starts to learn about eating strawberries in February when you live in New York, and recognize that those strawberries got to you from California burning a ton of fossil fuels, which created the science that helped us understand that we've got climate change. Holy crap. Emancipatory yep. education.
And let me riff on that just to add it, because that's what we do. You know, add it into that, the kind of labor conditions and exploited laborers in that food process. It's exploitation consumed. We eat it. It goes into our bodies. It poisons us from within, both ideologically and actually physiologically. So, I mean, you're right on it, man. And I like to just even layer on that as well, that the Science Fair project, that emancipatory education school project you were just talking about would be, you know, which student projects help us to improve our local growing seasons, help us with composting, help us in organic ways, not sort of organic certified,
right,
but in really organic, non-exploitive, decolonial ways, connecting food, what the living things we put into our living bodies,
mm-hmm.
right? Modeling the kind of ethics of consent, care, and democracy. So this is a radical notion. And let me tell you what it looks like, Tim, you said it's healthy, happy, communities that are directly empowered, and there is an economy to it. So sometimes my friends who are more, you know, they say, Johnny, you're a dreamer, and I'm unapologetically a dreamer.
Sure.
That's true. But also I'm saying this is not about no economy.
Right.
This is about also liberating economics from capitalism. The two are not synonymous. So we can say, what is an economic system that is based on meeting local needs?
Right.
Right. That is about health, sustainability, and access for all. That is human rights aligned. And this, to me, is the moment young people are saying, I think we're onto something here, because it's not working when it's governed by police force. It's not working when we put our trust in centralized governments,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not an argument for a libertarian party. No. I'm just saying they're saying, what's it like when we participate creatively in a democracy that is truly for the empowerment of community and not for the empowerment of some at the expense and suffering of others?
Yeah, that's it. You know, suffering, I mean, just listening.
Unjust suffering, because we're human. I mean, suffering is part of the living condition.
Hey, we'll go back to Buddha. You know, look, man, mm-hmm. do some mindfulness, man. You'll move away from suffering. But yeah, it's that, and just thinking about, you know, it's an insurrection, and you know, hopefully, and I think we will, and you know, is this, and I'll, you know, my talking to my dad, he's like, you know, did we have to get to this point to get better? You know, did we have to hit rock bottom? And that was rock bottom on Wednesday, and the stuff we're hearing about what's possibly being planned is rock bottom.
Yeah, when we can't even acknowledge, not you, Tim, but when as a country we struggle in mass to acknowledge the injustice of Breonna Taylor's death.
Right.
When we can't get together and acknowledge the injustice of putting teacher lives at risk, students and families, because we've got a ship to keep on course. It's, you know, right directly headed to the iceberg, but we got to stay on course. You know, and icing on the cake is when we can't acknowledge that people have been telling us, specifically these folks who I hope are held accountable, right, have been saying for years, try us, come at us.
Yeah.
Because this is what we're going to do. Literally writing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And then it happens. So what do we do next? And that's kind of where we're at.
Well, right, and that's where, you know, what do we do next? And that's why, you know, shameless plug of the show.
It's, you know,
we have busted
on it.
Yeah, you know what? And major industrial capitalists out there, invest in a show like Busted Pencils. Get us across the country talking, because the problem is that's revolutionary right there. The idea, wait, talk radio about public education? Yeah. Well, doesn't NPR do that? Yeah, they do a pretty good job at it. However, who does it in a way that reframes it, sets it up, and says, let's look at this differently and imagine possibilities as we go forward? Let's emancipation, freedom, community. Oh, wait. That's what you're talking about on a public ed radio show or an education talk show? Yeah, that's what it's about, man. It's not about test scores, achievement gaps, and things like that, because when you understand test scores and achievement gaps, you start to dig deep, and then you get into the Busted Pencils, which is poverty and food and how those things actually, in racism. Then you start to talk about test scores and achievement gaps, and all of a sudden now those take on a whole new meaning, because now you understand where they're coming from. They're coming from a direct divestment in our communities. Johnny, man, great week. It's our show.
Week.
Busted Pencils. Check us out next week. Yeah, man. I love it. Great show. Back next week. More Busted Pencils.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.